Station 3.
Indoor air quality was monitored during and after construction. All through the building process, air was measured for contaminants and pollutants. Once built, the quality is maintained through the design of the HVAC system, the pathways that the air travels in the building, and awareness of sources of contaminants. Steps have been taken to control humidity, vapor pressure, and condensation with the ventilation placement crucial in fighting these issues. Placing fresh air intakes away from contaminants like auto exhaust were crucial. Use of materials containing zero or low volatile organic compounds. Volatile organic compounds, VOCs, are emitted as gases from certain solids and liquids. These include adhesives, materials, finishes, and cleaning supplies. VOCs include a variety of chemicals, some of which may have a short or long-term effect on health. As VOCs may be up to 10 times higher indoors, several items were monitored. These materials were used on the roofing and the carpeting in this building. Special entryway system. This special system flooring is specifically used to catch dirt and water before it enters the building, which can contribute to pollution and grime in the environment. Green cleaning products. To keep the environment safe, we use only cleaning products that do not use volatile organic compounds, VOCs, as part of their product. There are at least 80,000 chemicals used in various cleaning solutions today. Certain chemicals found in conventional cleaning products present known or suspected problems for the people that use them and for the environment once those products are washed down the drain. Use of on-demand hot water heaters. Newer tankless water heaters heat and deliver water on demand without storing it. Rather than holding water in a tank, they circulate it through a series of burners or electric coils that heat the water as it passes through. Tankless units are more economical to operate because energy isn't required to maintain a large tank of water 24 hours a day. The exact temperature of the hot water received is dependent upon the temperature of the water going into the system and the flow of the water. Use of a carbon dioxide monitoring system. We have a carbon dioxide monitoring system tied into our ventilation. Carbon dioxide, CO2, is an important greenhouse gas and is produced by all animals, fungi, and microorganisms during respiration. The CO2 is then used by plants during photosynthesis. CO2 is a major part of the carbon cycle. Carbon dioxide is also generated as a byproduct of the combustion of fossil fuels or vegetative matter. It is also spewed out in volcanic eruptions and is a byproduct of hot springs. CO2 is measured as parts per million, or ppm, and globally averages 387 ppm.